Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, is putting you in the center of this weekend's UFC 261 title fight with 26-1 odds on either fighter to win. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $5 into $135 if the title contender of your choice wins. That's code FANRUN in all caps to turn $5 into $135. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, want help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today, we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue. It won't do.
Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the Chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and candidly a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that's no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Don't say.
We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I.
Welcome in to the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. It is a Football Friday edition of the program.
Caught me off guard for
We're
a second.
Excited about it.
Yeah.
Except for Davey, he's shaking his head. No, it's a Baseball Friday edition of the program as well.
Yeah, I had to think about it for a minute for the Football Friday. Like, what? Seriously? Wait, when's football?
Oh. Tomorrow, maybe. In the rain. Probably,
yeah. Good times.
Did you see the big decision point yesterday? The big scuttle because another SEC team said, you know, this weather looks kind of iffy. Mm-hmm. We're going to move to Sunday. And then all the Tennessee fans are like, what are we doing, Tennessee? We can't go Sunday? We're moving to Sunday? Huh? Nothing happened.
No.
They just kept tweeting out the graphic.
But yeah, South Carolina.
Is that what it was?
Yep.
Okay.
They moved their game to Sunday.
I think there's like four left. Maybe Vanderbilt.
You're right over there.
Vanderbilt already had theirs.
You sure?
Who was it? Who are the others?
I just know South Carolina A&M, moved it to
maybe?
Sunday.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Davey, is everything okay back there?
But still on for
sure?
Tomorrow.
Should be working now.
Mm-hmm. Got your mic turned on?
Mic had been on.
I don't think so.
Yep.
You sure?
Yeah, there's a loose plug back here.
That's a shame.
It's fixed now.
All right.
I can go back to being negative as always.
Maybe that's the shame, that it's fixed now.
All right, off to a great start.
It's Friday, man. I got eyes on the weekend.
You do, don't you? You've been talking about the weekend.
Almost. Since last weekend.
Pretty much.
Going to be a rough weekend for you on the water.
Yeah. I love the rain. Makes me one with the fish.
What's your rain record? Is it better than your, like, Are you better in the rain because the other guys are soft and you toughen up, power through, still get? Is this like a you chart your? See, I think we could take some sports factors from,
like, analytics.
Some analytics from other sports and apply it to your fishing and really make you more successful. Like, I would think that the number of casts is kind of like snap counts. You know, the hurry up, no huddle.
Oh, okay.
Like,
casts are important.
The more casts you get, like, seems like
better opportunity.
Yeah.
I mean, you want me to tally them?
I think you need an automatic. We need to get you an automated clicker somehow or something, right?
I'm not counting them.
Well, no, that would just bring down your efficiency. It's got to be automated.
Yeah. Maybe I could just, like, fire up a GoPro and you just do it later. Like, I send you the video and you just, that's your job.
Put an intern on it.
I'd like it to be you.
No,
this was your idea.
No,
like,
I'm not
going to watch you get full
fish
credit
all day counting.
You could speed it up a little bit.
I got a pitch counter.
How does that work?
So Alex watch the video and he'll just click it.
I'm not sitting through video.
Wow. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the support.
So Alex will go on the boat with you and sit in the back. They'll be like, what's this guy? He's like, he's my counter. He's my
Will Stevens
counter.
Would do it.
Will Stevens definitely would do it.
He did it once.
Well, you let him fish something too, right?
Yeah.
He didn't just watch you the whole time, did he?
No.
Okay.
I fished once in my life.
Turn your mic on. Once in your life?
Yeah, this summer.
I don't even fish, and I fish more than once in my life.
You people. Jeez. What?
I'm just saying, I don't, like, go fish, but I've
probably, no,
I've probably gone fishing, I don't know, 20-something times.
20.
Maybe more.
About 20-something times?
Maybe more, okay. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm not.
I did a whole week fishing trip in the beach once.
Okay, there you go.
Appalachicola.
It was near the beach.
It was right near the beach.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Appalachicola?
Where's that?
Bay. Down in Florida.
Florida. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah.
Tenfold. Never been. Never heard of it.
No, I fished the surf some. Then we went up into the river. No, it was a lot of fun.
Mm. That's fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good times.
I saw there was some cheating, too, yesterday.
Can we get a little thing that mounts onto the, onto the reel somehow that counts for you automatically? Maybe just a little sensor so it doesn't get in your way. And then,
but what if it's inaccurate?
It could connect to an app, and that way, at the end of the day, you could check your analytics. I think there's a market for this.
We could probably develop something.
Fishing analytics. Mm-hmm. It could be a part of a suite of products that really help you.
Yeah.
Maximize. I mean, like, how many hours? Because isn't that a big deal? Like, if you got a long run to get to your honey hole, you don't
long run to the honey hole.
You don't get as many casts.
It's fewer casts. It better be a lot of honey there. No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
absolutely right about that.
I mean, can you reel too quickly though? Like, is there a sweet spot? It's like,
oh yeah, speed.
Yeah,
it's very important. Depends on the time of the year too.
Okay,
like in the winter, you got to fish slower because they're going to swim slower.
Because they're just kind of. Chilling a little more.
Chilling in the winter. Good job, Nate. That was dynamite. And then here in about a month, you probably can't reel too fast. Hmm. It's amazing how fast they can swim.
Really?
In like a short burst. Like lightning speed. Like, it's ridiculous. Hmm. Just. You're talking about the cheating in the Bassmaster Elite? I guess technically it wasn't cheating. I just never seen anyone do it before. He got out of the boat to walk the bank to look for fish.
Yeah.
I didn't think you could do that. I thought you had to stay in your boat the whole time. But apparently he called it in and it was legal. Just never seen it before in my life.
Chris says, my son and I don't call it fishing. We call it catching.
Well, yeah, I mean, so do I.
Wait, you tried to narc?
I'm sorry?
Did you try to narc on the guy?
No, I just asked the question if that was legal or not.
I mean, he put it out on Twitter. It kind of could have been a thing.
Well, if he broke a rule, he broke a rule, but apparently he didn't. I just never seen it before.
You're like those people that, like,
yeah,
go
yeah,
really
call
in depth
the PGA.
On the golf.
The yeah.
golf.
Yeah. Know what?
That was the worst.
Nothing.
The Gulf.
That was much better.
The Gulf of Mexico.
There it was.
Sorry, those people always catch Patrick Reed in the act.
Yeah, it's true. I don't mind it when they do that. Not a big Patrick Reed guy.
So the latest is we're not getting, like, rosters for this orange and white game. She's going to be offense versus defense, I think.
How?
I don't know. They said they didn't really have the bodies to like have a draft and have two separate teams. So,
you think if there's like the slightest bit of rain, they're going to call it off so we don't take any chances?
At this point, they can't because it's just, it's going to rain. Like, that's just going to happen. Like, that's just going to happen. Now, if, you know, if it gets like really bad, like thunderstorms or whatever, they might call it or postpone it.
No, there's no chance of thunderstorms.
I thought there were.
Well, it's very little chance.
Okay.
The weather report I read yesterday, just a few chances. You may hear some rumbles, but nothing too big.
I mean, if you hear thunder, they're going to call it. They're going to stop it.
God.
Like, that's just going to happen.
It's down to 43%, Houston.
Oh, really?
At kickoff.
That's great.
There's thunder. There's lightning.
But there's a thunderstorm rolling in at 7.
It's just science.
So right at the end of the thing.
Six, yeah.
Okay.
Going to be in the low 60s.
Chilly.
So maybe we'll
get lucky?
I don't know.
Just get a gap in the rain right there?
Definitely supposed to rain at, you know, like 1 and 2, so. Yeesh.
That's a shame.
That's why you need to come hang out with us.
Wet field.
Yeah, do that. Indoors. Old City Sports Bar. We'll be there.
Did I see free drinks to the first 20 people who show up?
Is that right? I didn't even see that yet.
That's what the guys on the Blitz were talking about.
Oh, baby.
Big deal. Yeah, I think Withrow tweeted that out. Withrow? They got confirmation that there's going to be some free beverages for those who show up early.
It's an Outkick meet and greet with Fan Run Radio. Davey and I will be there. You'll be fishing.
Davey is going?
In a thunder. Yeah, Davey.
You going to go to the Orange and White game, old Dave?
No, he's going to come drink with us. Right, Davey?
I might partake.
Might part, yeah. Yeah, that sounds like you. Maybe. Haven't really decided yet. I buy that.
Still recovering from last weekend.
You have a week-long hangover?
Not necessarily a hangover, but you know, it's just,
you know, you gotta get your levels back up to normal.
Rookie levels.
Rookie numbers. They're not rookie anymore. I'm just getting old. Veteran status. But veterans,
you're,
you know,
grandfathered
like,
in.
You need that rest day like they do with a lot of the NBA players now.
Load,
it's like,
management.
You're like, yeah, you're like, I can't go on a back to back. It's like we gotta take a day.
I mean, you've had a week though. Like,
yeah, he'll be ready tomorrow. He'll be ready.
All right.
I got faith in him. You've been training this week?
Yeah, I've been trying to get a lot of sleep.
That's good.
Smart.
That's real good. Did you see Kevin Steele had some comments about his time at Tennessee?
No, I missed these.
He said, to be real frank with you, I could write a book about nothing more than those 18 days.
What does that mean? Like,
it means he was here working for 18 days.
Like he was in a Vietnam like prison camp or something.
So much so that if I did choose to write a book, it would be a Netflix series.
That's not a book.
Yeah, no, that was kind of weird. That was kind of a strange. 18 days.
What is he?
$950,000.
Like Tiger King. I mean,
I guess like he's just saying thing. It was a hectic time.
Former walked in and said, I know where the bodies are buried. What?
He
could write a book that would be a Netflix series.
That's what he said. On 18 days. Yeah.
He could be a chapter on the book about, like, in Mark Nagy's.
Well, with that $900,000, he could probably hire a Netflix crew to come and film it. Thought that was interesting.
What is he doing now? Where did he go? What's his deal?
He's got money, he can retire.
I think they said this is going to be his first year out of football in like the last 40. Season out of football in 40 years.
He's probably just fishing.
So he's just, no.
You may see him tomorrow.
Could be.
Playing golf, fishing.
Just such a.
He could write a book. Like, what?
That was really all he said.
What does that even mean? When did he get him on the show?
No.
No? I want the dirt.
He wouldn't even give the CBS guys the dirt. He's not going to give us any dirt.
What a loser.
Yeah, he is. I mean, I don't necessarily. It's not really his fault.
You're trying to get him on the show.
Good point by you, Dave.
Houston already said he didn't want him, so I pivoted quickly.
I mean, I don't make the final call. Just really glad we took care of him.
Tell us some stories. You can't just drop that.
I've got stories. You would blow your mind. On to the next topic. No.
Yeah, how does there no one ask a follow-up about that? What's the craziest thing that happened in those 18 days? Kevin?
Not a bleeping substitute teacher.
Is it not? Is it when you drop the F-bomb in front of the chancellor, or is it just the fact that you collected $950,000 for 18 days worth of work? Or lack thereof?
Oh, apparently he caught COVID after leaving.
Oh.
Said it was pretty tough on him.
Okay.
102.8 fever.
Oh.
Blood oxygen level got down, said he couldn't move.
Couldn't move.
Sign that contract, though, couldn't you, Kev?
It was beforehand.
I know. What are we going to talk about today? Is there anything to talk about with this orange and white game?
I got all the info.
You got all the info?
Yep. We got a big green box here on the website about the CDC and exposure. This is my favorite part.
Wait, all the info on what?
The orange and white game.
Oh.
Game Day Central.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
You said CDC, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Okay.
Exposure to COVID-19 is an inherent risk in any public location where people are present. We cannot guarantee you will not be exposed during your visit. It's like they put a big disclaimer.
Yeah.
Like,
don't sue us if you get COVID.
Yeah.
Got it. Loud and clear. Mm.
They got a bunch of other stuff. And then they got the know before you go section.
Mm.
Yeah. Prior to arriving on campus, we encourage all fans to check their temperature and do a health self-screening. If you're above 100.4 or...
above 100.4?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or those who are in the most vulnerable population for complications from COVID-19, they ask you stay home and isolate.
Yeah.
Face coverings over the nose and mouth are required for all guests as they enter, exit, and move around Neyland Stadium,
mm-hmm.
as well as any time guests are unable to maintain the recommended physical distance from others who are not in the same household.
So, but once you get to your seat...
You're good to go.
Cool. Okay. Got it.
Then it defines...
I don't think the socially distance thing will be an issue. Hey, sitting in the rain, I doubt people... Well, maybe if they all try to get under, you know, into the dry section, but I don't think... Overcrowding is going to be that big of an issue this weekend. Maybe I'm wrong. Hope I am.
It then defines physical distancing.
It 6 feet.
Notes that there's a significant number of hand-washing opportunities, stations that they'll have around the stadium. Additional cleaning and sanitation measures have been implemented, even though the CDC has said that that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
We just keep doing it because...
Well, it's still good to wash your hands.
We're freaking idiots. No, that was a different section. We already did the hand-washing. This is a new... that they're going to wipe everything down more than normal.
Better safe than sorry.
Capacity will be limited in all merchandise shops.
Oh, no. Long lines for everyone to go buy their gear.
And they'll only be accepting credit cards. No cash.
Man. That's going to really hit them in the pocketbook.
Game day... changes is the next section, and this is my favorite little mini paragraph there. We understand the term, quote-unquote, tailgating means different things to different people. Therefore, we are providing more specific information for the safety of our fans, employees, and community. Large gatherings with inherent social distancing challenges.
Please don't follow too closely to the vehicle in front of you. Is that the tailgating they're talking about?
Small gatherings that follow current health and safety guidelines will be permitted, subject to the following. And there's a big list of bullet points. Parking lots will open at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Gatherings should only include family or individuals who plan to sit together in the stadium at their own spaces. Only permit holders may park on campus on game days. Tents larger than 10x10 pop-ups are prohibited. One tent per vehicle is allowed.
Mm.
Tents cannot block a parking
space.
Do
not get caught with two tents in the rain or else. Got it.
Fans should wear masks except when eating and should maintain social distancing. This is at the tailgate.
Right. Yep.
University-sponsored tailgates will not occur this year. Did they just copy and paste this from...
Yep.
The season?
Mm-hmm. They sure did.
all water fountains and quote unquote water monsters will be closed throughout the stadium.
Water what? Water monster?
Water monsters. I guess it's a place where you can fill up stuff fast.
Davey, have you heard of the water monster?
Nope.
Fans may bring in one factory sealed, unopened clear water bottle per person.
That's good. It's a good change.
Bring one of those huge jugs.
Just a gallon jug. 3 gallon jug.
Start hawking it.
It's going to be raining, Nate. I don't think the water will be in short supply.
You know.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else of interest in the orange and white update here?
You know, clear bag policy, yada, yada.
Yeah, of course. Can't change that.
They really did just copy and paste this. It's because now it talks all about tickets. Like, you don't need a ticket for that, for this at all, right? You just walk in.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Folks, that was it. That was your precursor to the orange and white game.
It breaks down all of this stuff then separately. It's crazy.
What do you mean?
Like, all the stuff I just read, there's another section emphasizing it all. Like, hand-washing opportunities. There's a whole section about it. There's an orange and white public parking map, if you need that.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, arrive early. Spaces.
Arrive early as parking is first come, first serve. And the lots open at 10 a.m. Houston.
Do they really think that people are going to be struggling to find a parking space?
Free parking in selected areas. G3 and G4, which is under Andy Holt Tower, enter from Lake Loudoun Boulevard. G10, G13, G16, G17.
Mm.
Those are the garages that are free. Surface lot, Circle Park, C7, 8, 15, 22, S7A, S9A, S12, S23B, and S23D. Further away, and reminder, there are no shuttles if you park on the Ag campus. Why you would do that? No idea.
If you park downtown.
You'll have to Uber.
Okay. Yeah, well, we've really cracked this. The excitement, I mean, my timeline is just, you know.
People are pumped.
No one's tweeting about this. No one's talking about this other than what you just did.
Yeah.
What did I say? I was hoping they'd get like 10,000.
And be like,
I don't know if they're going to crack. Yeah. Like, they really might not crack 1,000.
Nah. They'll have 10,000. They'll tell us.
They'll say it's 10,000.
They'll tell it was 20. They'll tell us it was 20. They'll have 10.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm actually excited to see them. You know.
But you're not going.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I haven't decided
I'm so
yet.
Excited to see them that I'm just going to...
I haven't decided yet.
You're not going.
I mean, I guess I'll be close enough.
You're not going. Don't do this.
Huh?
You're not going. You know it and I know it.
I'll be downtown already.
All right. We'll see. I think I'll be right.
About what?
I might go. I might get so excited...
A boot
at our meet and greet that I'll go to the game. Davey, you want to go to the game?
No.
Shoot.
Are you going to go sit by yourself? Is that it?
I don't want to get rained on.
If you get there early, you can sit in the dry. All right.
That's a good point. That's a good point by you, Houston.
Well, Nate, if you do drink enough at Old City, it might just get you excited enough to go to games.
It might, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The liquid courage to go sit in the liquid.
Yeah, I'm trying to debate if I should. But then if I want to come home, it's a whole thing.
We'll think about it.
Yeah. Should I just Uber from the house? Just Uber it all day? Or should I just go find a parking spot where I can leave it, you know, that way if I go from Old City, then I can just
Uber
to the game?
You're not going. You're not going to the game. You're not.
Sad.
Just watch it on TV. You'll be fine.
Noon to 3:30. Old City Sports Bar, Outkick, the new Outkick radio network. Clay Travis will be there, Chad Withrow.
I'm sure they're excited.
They're pumped.
They going to the game?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know for sure.
All right.
They might just be staying there watching. I don't know. Come hang out with all the Outkick guys. Outkick 360. That's the afternoon show. And then, of course, Clay Travis.
It's course.
Davey will be there. I'll be there. Some other guys from Fan Run throughout the day. 12 to 3:30.
Excited about it.
Yep, 106 mm-hmm. South Central.
I mean, you can just feel the energy on this show.
Be there.
This thing is, like I said yesterday, the entire town is just a buzz. You know, just pumped, excited, ready to go.
I mean, you don't want a meet and greet to be too busy.
No, that's true.
You can't meet and greet everybody.
Yeah.
Be able to hang out and, you know, enjoy each other's company.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And some good fellowship in.
Yeah. Glad you and Dave are going to get some time together.
As we,
hanging out.
You know, mentally prepare ourselves for the 2021 football season.
Yeah. All right.
Where we don't have enough guys to play a spring game.
All right. Fellas in the back,
sweet singers in the front. If you want to weigh in on any portion of today's program, give us a shout on the G3 Help Me Hotline. 865-546-8200 is the number. Run down the injury report from yesterday here in a second.
Okay, bigger list, the injury report or active players tomorrow?
It's close.
Push.
Yeah. We got Blake in Tampa, though.
We
need to get him first. The injury list might require an entire color-free segment. What's up, Blake? You're on Three and Out.
Good morning, fellas. What's going on?
Oh, you know, just trying to round up some energy and excitement heading into the final practice of spring for your Tennessee Volunteers football team.
Yeah, I can tell the excitement is just a brewing this morning.
Oh, it's palpable.
I basically just wanted to call and say, what in the world? Is Tennessee still on, like, super, like, let's listen to the quote-unquote science? Like, what's going on here? Why are we copy and pasting things about washing our hands and staying 6 foot with, you know, 102,000 people that could be in there and that might not reach 2,000?
Right.
Covering the bases.
Well, they don't want everybody. They don't want Davey's Facebook group in the rain to all pile into the one section right in the on the 50-yard line, all under the drive,
yep.
You know, just be all over each other.
Well, have y'all heard the news about what's happening here in Florida?
No.
I did. UFC going to go 100%. Full 100% capacity for the first indoor sporting event in the country.
Okay.
Yeah, up in Jacksonville, about 15,000 people.
Yo.
Good for Dana White said that. Dana White said it was going to be full capacity. Tickets sold out in a matter of minutes. If that doesn't tell you that people are so sick of this, I don't know what will.
Yep.
I mean, there's unlimited capacity tomorrow in Neyland Stadium, so maybe people turn up and turn out. Let's go. Let's
pack it out.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll hit 2,000.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I know.
You making the trek up from Tampa, Blake? Coming up to the Orange Bowl game?
I've got a vacation coming up to visit the good old hometown of Knoxville in October.
Ooh.
And I am debating whether or not, I mean, I've got time to see whether or not Heupel and them take a run in the beginning of the season, but I do wonder if it'd be worth the trek to Neyland to see a game.
I'd play it by ear. I'd watch the first couple games, just see how things are going.
Yeah, I'll be up the third week of October. I figured that'd be a great week to, you know, pop in. I don't even know this year's schedule. It tells you.
Well,
how
I mean, you know, typically the third Saturday in October.
Well, luckily that's a road game this year.
Yeah, so it won't be that one.
Well, then I guess I won't be catching a game.
No, you maybe.
Well, they don't always the put it before, in anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
That's true.
They
move it around.
It's kind of weird.
Well, not to transition, but I did want to get Houston's advice on something.
Okay.
Are you a big open water fisher? I know that you obviously big lake fisherman, but have you ever done a bunch of open water?
I wouldn't say a bunch, but I've done it several times, yes. I enjoy it.
Well, my first time going deep sea fishing down here off the bay will be next weekend.
Ooh, okay.
And I have zero clue how to prepare. I'm a periodical fisher.
Gotcha.
Of some sort. So not too sure what to deal with open water. It'll be the first time I ever do it.
Yeah, you're going to want to talk to somebody. Like a guide.
Well, we have a crew. We're going out with a crew of guys that have definitely done it.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Oh, then they'll set you up. They'll set you up.
I just figured I'd get advice that way I could say I talked to the official fisherman.
Dramamine. Don't get seasick. Don't be the guy who gets seasick, Blake. You don't want to be that guy.
I've been on multiple cruises. I don't need to
Okay. What I'm telling you is it's going to be a good idea to have some just in case. Because a lot of people, you know, a cruise is one thing, but these little boats, it's up and down, man.
Hey, I got great news.
You don't want to be the guy that gets seasick.
I got great news for you, Blake.
What's that?
You should probably go ahead and get your tickets because you can either pull for the Vols on October the 16th because Josh Heupel is showing you some promise, or if things are going poorly, you can go ahead and flip your allegiance and just be an Ole Miss Rebel because that's Lane Kiffin and the boys coming to town third Saturday in October.
Ooh.
That'll be a good one.
You can go on down with what was that little fourth grader's name? He I'm sure he welcomed you with open arms into the football family.
Landon.
Yeah, you and Landon. Just be buds.
Should I write a letter to Lane Kiffin, see if he'll give me some gear?
Probably would.
I'm sure he would. I mean, he's a promoter. He'd be happy to.
I can have my daughter ride it.
There you go.
That's probably what Landon's
doing. Why not?
All right, fellas, I'm gonna get off here, go back to work.
All right, brother.
What you guys keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah,
thanks, buddy.
I don't know. We probably should do something else.
Captain Touchback has run a poll.
Oh boy,
what are people more tired of? COVID restrictions or Vols losing?
It's a tight race. Man, poor Blake. Ole Miss game.
Yep.
Yeesh.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Troy texted or tweeted in, said, it's going to be sunny in Knoxville on Sunday, so of course UT won't change it to Sunday on the game.
You know, we can't get mad at them. If they did that, what if somebody had a hotel room for Friday? You know, they don't want to have to ruin people's plans.
That's a good point. Let's go back to the phone lines. We got Wes on next. What's up, Wes? Long time no talk.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing good. I first of all, shout out to Blake for holding it down in the dirty South down there.
True.
Dirty free South now.
I had a thought for our linebacker dilemma.
Okay.
You know, back when we were talking legal beagles and talking like when we were kids, and it's like you only got four people and you're playing two-on-two baseball,
mm-hmm.
and you got the ghost runners. Well, I'm just waiting for Alabama to bust a line, a run up the middle of the line, and we're just like, whoa, he's down.
Had him at the two.
Like, Nick, whoa. No, he didn't catch that slant.
No way.
Deflected.
Maybe intercepted.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, yo, Nick, ghost linebacker, man. Can't do that. Don't work.
Yeah, when Bryce Young's in the pocket, it's like four Mississippi, five Mississippi,
sack.
Six Mississippi.
That's a sack.
I counted.
Got him.
Got him.
Quasi Garland's like, I was counting. You heard me. I got there. And they're like, I don't know that you said Mississippi. You cut some of the syllables out.
Yeah. Count a little too quick there.
Yeah.
Whoa, Nick. He scrambled with only three Mississippi.
Yep.
Anyways, on a real note, you may have talked about this already this morning. I tuned in right around Blake's call, but like, what's a realistic prediction for attendance on Saturday tomorrow?
Can they get five? I mean, the weather is such a big deal. I mean, if it's just pouring rain all day, it's not going to be good. If the weather breaks a little bit,
they'll get 10,000 people there, and they'll tell us it's 20, and everybody'll be fine.
You think so? You really think 10?
Like 10,000 people is not that much. I mean, come on.
What did the open practice get?
I don't know.
one of our guys counted 150 before it started. Like people.
Well, that one they only told people about it the day before.
How many did we have when Pruitt was upset that it wasn't full?
Oh yeah, like 45 or something.
We'll get 10. It'll be 10. They'll tell us it's 25 probably.
I mean, we used to get 10,000 people in Thompson Bowling when Tennessee wasn't even good at basketball.
Yeah, with true. With the curtains up.
I don't know.
If it's legitimately over 10, I'll be happy.
You'll be happy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just based
lower
on
the bar, jump over the bar.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just
I'll be happy if we complete a pass over 25 yards in the air. See you, boys.
See you, brother. Oh, we're gonna be throwing it around.
But if we don't, I'll be impressed by the corners. Man, that defense.
Optimism.
Better than expected.
And they call you negative Nate. They have no idea.
What are they thinking?
Yeah, every play. You can take it how you want.
He called.
It'll tell a lot about yourself.
He called Blake. Said Blake's in the West. Said Blake's in the dirty South.
Mm-hmm.
Florida's got a new name. An Oasis of Freedom.
Oasis of Freedom.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No more restrictions down there.
Just completely opened up.
Yeah. 15,000 for indoors.
Good for them. Good for them. Hmm.
That's what DeSantis said about the UFC thing.
Oasis of Freedom?
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
See how that goes for him. It'll be fine.
Yeah. It has been fun.
No, no. I'm sure there's a lot of detractors, though, right? When people saying, oh, this is so...
When places open up, their COVID numbers go down. It's amazing.
I did notice that. Texas and Mississippi, right?
Mm-hmm. Although it hasn't stopped the NCAA from, you know, putting their handcuffs on baseball.
Yeah, they said postseason is going to be 50% capacity at all stadiums.
No one's sure if that's a have-to-be requirement or if that is the recommendation. Like, can you say we're going to be at 50%, get awarded the regional, and then be like, just kidding. We're going to
gotcha.
We're going to go to 75, or we're going to go to 80.
Or 100, or if you're Ole Miss or Mississippi State.
Right. It'll be fascinating to see who gets those, why, where.
Yeah, I can't wait for all the politicking.
The brackets,
and yeah. It'll be good stuff.
That's the way I love my sports. A lot of politics involved.
Yep,
with
sure.
Locations and seating.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of backhanded cheater deals.
Backdoor deals, yep.
Yeah.
Love those.
Kickbacks, too. Don't forget the kickbacks.
I don't mind the kickbacks as long as we're getting them. But we won't.
I feel like we've been really bad at that, though.
Remember, we
try to get guys cleared, and it doesn't happen until, 12 seconds before kickoff and stuff?
Yeah. Aubrey Solomon, mm-hmm. 2 days before the game, he wasn't in good shape because he hadn't been.
Preston Williams thing with some testing thing or something.
Yep, Preston Williams. Yeah. Justin Hunter had that issue.
Mm-hmm.
J.J. Peterson.
You just never bribe the right people, I feel like.
Well, we run a tight ship over there. It's such a clean program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pruitt probably didn't want to do
it. Coach Jones, did you send that package? Yeah, I did. I put a tension mark on there. Not Mark. It was Marty. Oh. You have to send another one. Can't Marty just hand it over? No,
I don't even know what little drama you're doing right now. Like Mark Emmert? Is that what you were?
He already went to the casino.
Casino.
I'm just saying, we're probably so incompetent we don't even cheat right. Well, we know.
You think we might not cheat right? Okay.
Well,
yeah, we don't have any evidence to prove that we do. That's a good point.
We know we didn't recently, mm-hmm. but yeah. Final segment, hour number one. You were so excited when you came in today because it was Friday. We made it. Weekend.
Reality has set in.
I guess we need to talk baseball. Get you back on some optimism. Maybe we should wait till we start hour two for baseball. I don't want to short side it here, you know. Callum would get very upset. He sent me all this information.
Big Is that series. Game even going to happen tonight?
Probably not.
Weather is not looking good.
Let's get the latest check. College Station weather.
There you go. Good Google job.
Uh-huh. 3 p.m., 80% thunderstorms.
Okay.
What time does the game start? 6 p.m., it's 90% thunderstorm. 9 o'clock, 54% scattered thunderstorms. Doesn't look good. I don't know though.
7:30 p.m.
Sometimes when it's thunderstorms, you know though, it can be you can catch a break, be a little spotty. You never know.
Hmm.
I got one more football question for you this hour, though.
Okay.
As Blake said, he's going to be up here, you know, for the third Saturday in October, which this year is Ole Miss at home. Got me to thinking, home or road, if you could only pick one game to see in person this year, which way would you go?
Ole Miss.
See, I remember Rusty, who was coming into town, I think 2 years ago, maybe last year, you know, wanted to definitely see a win. So he picked one of the, like, you know, weakest opponents. I kind of want to see a game where if you win, it kind of means something. So,
but if you lose, it means something too.
Yeah, it's true. And some people just like to see, like, a really good team, even if it means you're probably going to lose. So I was looking at the schedule, and I mean, the best opponents on your schedule, you know, you're at Alabama. I don't want to go to that one. You're at Florida. I don't think I want to go there. Georgia's at home later in the season.
Nope.
Wouldn't be my choice.
Give me the home opener. Give me Bowling Green.
Bowling Green.
Bowling Green.
That's the one you go to.
I'm probably going to see a win, and then I don't have to worry about the rest of the year. Might be hot. Maybe it'll be a night game. We can hope for a night game.
September the 4th. I think I'd rather go to Pitt.
Pitt?
Yeah.
I mean, aren't they like a really boring
defensive
plod you out type of team?
What about South Carolina? Still ahead of the Ole Miss and Alabama games. You could still be 1-2-3. You could be 3-2, even if you're not that good. Chance to get 4-2. That one's at home.
South Carolina might not be bad.
Or do you want to go to Missouri?
The game, I mean.
Do you want to go to a different venue?
No. Columbia, Missouri?
You get to teleport. That's my trip. You just get to teleport there. You don't have to actually travel.
But still, I have to be there.
Yeah, I don't.
No offense to, you know, Columbia, Missouri. I drove through it once, maybe?
Maybe.
I can't remember. Just remember seeing all the Mizzou signs. Yeah, give me Bowling Green.
Bowling Green.
Dave, you wanted Ole Miss. Why?
I wanted to watch a fun team.
How do you know we aren't going to be a fun team?
I mean, we're going to light up the scoreboard. Fast pace, hurry up, offense.
I don't know that.
Yeah, in regards.
Wait and see approach. What I do know is Ole Miss will be fun to watch.
They probably will be.
In regards to both teams, it could be a high-scoring game.
Could be.
Mm-hmm. And I'm in the predicament next year where I'm no longer a student. I probably won't be here in Knoxville. So
you going to come back for a game or two?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Ole Miss game is one of them. That
you might. Circling that on the calendar? Like, yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
That one scares me.
I don't know. I guess my biggest thing is, like, I couldn't tell you. I don't see a situation in the foreseeable future where I would actually pay for a ticket.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm dead serious. Like, I mean, if someone gave them away for free, I might go. But I...
What if...
I'm not actually spending my money on it.
What if we're 5-1 and as Ole Miss comes to town, which isn't nuts at all. We've beaten Bowling Green, Pitt, Tennessee Tech. We went on the road and played well, but
if we're 5-1, you'll be excited.
I'll be excited.
We went to Missouri, won by a field goal. South Carolina came here. We beat them by 17, and now Ole Miss is coming to town. We're 5-1. Josh Heupel's managed some games.
I would go if I were given a ticket.
You wouldn't pay to see Lane Kiffin come in. Tennessee, Josh Heupel's 5-1.
No.
I don't believe you.
I don't either.
I don't either.
I mean, like, how? Like,
I think you're full of it.
Would I get, like, the student discount? I'd give $10.
$10.
That'd be my cap.
Mm-hmm. What's it going to take?
A public apology.
From?
The university.
So, like, Randy Boyd, Dondi Plowman?
Can just be a spokesperson.
A public apology to you or to...
Yeah, to me. It doesn't have to be public. It can be private. Then call me on the cell.
So if you get a phone call from university leadership saying, you know what, man, we are sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll buy tickets?
What if it's just a worker at the ticket office?
They're the ones that screwed me over the first time. I would say I would be more inclined to go, but would Ole Miss be our first good game?
What do you mean?
Or at Florida.
Damn, well, we're losing that one.
What do you consider a good game? Here's the schedule.
Bowling
Green,
that could be competitive.
Pitt, Tennessee Tech.
Against a good team.
At Florida, at Missouri, South Carolina, Ole Miss.
Yeah, that'd be the first fun team that comes in to play us.
Mm-hmm. It's not a bad pick. But if we're 5-1, you're not getting in for free. What was that?
I'm just thinking.
Don't hurt yourself.
No, I'd get in for free at that point. We wouldn't even be close to a sellout.
We don't get into for free. It's not sold out.
I know that's the thing.
You're saying somebody would probably gift you a ticket at that point. Mm. Okay.
Brad says, with your luck, Davey, you'll try and go to a game and get kicked out for a fake or stolen ticket.
And then Tennessee would win by 40.
When was the last time we won by 40 against an SEC team?
I don't know. Probably been a minute.
So
it's a big deal.
For us to win by 40 against Lane Kiffin, we'd have to score around 80.
I mean, that'd be a fun game. Mm-hmm. You don't know that. Our defense might not be that bad.
78?
I mean, we got,
buddy, he put up 50 against Alabama.
I don't think it was it 50? Like 40-something? It was up there. 48, maybe? Man, the excitement. You can just feel it.
You can.
The buzz.
He put up 48.
See? 48.
Yeah. Nothing.
50. Yeah.
Second game of the season. Second game of his tenure.
Yeah, but he had all the secrets from Alabama because he had coached there. He was stealing their signs. Saban even said so.
Only schedule. I mean, imagine how much he could have put up. They'd had a couple of tune-up games.
Nah. He stole signs.
That was the
he
key.
Knew the play.
The defensive play?
Yeah. That's what Saban said. That's what some Alabama people said. Because there's no way.
You watch how fast Lane Kiffin was calling the plays. Like, yeah, he's waiting on you to call your defense.
Right.
That's
no, he dictates.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just, I'm sure he did know, you know, what they're going to react to and how to kind of trick them up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it worked.
63-48.
Ole Miss defense. Whoa. Far from swarming.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody wanted me to, or wanted to pay me to go to a game, I'd probably do that.
How much would that take? $10?
Yeah, because parking.
Okay.
Yeah, if somebody wants to cover all my expenses, then I'd probably.
I'll put out the APB for that one.
I can't guarantee it, but probably.
Vol baseball.
Next, yep. We got a full preview of number 6 Tennessee.
Now that we've
Tennessee
got football out of the way.
Traveling this weekend in a big, big SEC series. Trying to stay near the top, the SEC East.
Tony V already named the starting pitchers for each game.
Let's go.